With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. I'm a small business owner, and I believe that this is a great tool for other small business owners. In small businesses, you need to create a team. And if you're starting by yourself, Constant Contact can be the team that you need. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by the 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Hello, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Gorgeous, amazing, wonderful. Great. Everything that's good. I'm such in a good mood today, okay? Hi, how's everything? How's your day? How's your week? How's your month? How's your life? I hope it's amazing. I hope you're having an amazing everything, because you deserve an amazing everything. And I'm just in an amazing mood. I can't even talk. I'm just so happy today. So let's just get straight into this topic, because I love talking about confidence, because I'm a narcissist. And I'm kidding. Am I kidding? Is this a joke, or am I actually the most narcissistic?
So listen,
I'm not gonna argue with you.
Matter of fact, I'm not gonna argue with you. No argument, no discussion.
Thank you.
No debate.
That's it.
I feel like I just want to start this episode saying I feel like there's such a misconception of what confidence really is. Okay. I want to start off this episode by saying that I feel like people can tell you a lot, especially in social media, and there goes my issue with social media again. But I feel like it's so easy for someone to sit down and be like, yeah, just love yourself. Just love yourself. That's so easy. Yes. What the fuck? Another reason why I think it's bullshit, the way people tell you, oh my god, just, you know, get your things done, or just put some makeup on and feel better, which, yeah, at the end of the day, whatever makes you feel better, whatever works for you, works for you. But it goes way deeper than that. It goes way deeper than feeling pretty one day. And yes, I'm the prettiest bitch here. I look better than you, so I feel more confident. No. If you feel confident because you feel better than everybody else, that's not confidence, that's ego. First of all, I get this question a lot. Like, Dani, I feel like you have so much confidence. Where does it come from? How do you get there? I want to be like that. I want to think like that. First of all, I don't feel confidence all the time. I don't feel like I'm the shit all the time, and that's okay. You know, you have days. Some days you feel like you are a fucking 11, no, infinity out of 10. And then some other days it's like, fuck. Okay, today it's not a good day. But that doesn't mean that you're not, okay? It has way more to do than looking pretty or being pretty or feeling pretty. And it has a lot to do with how you feel about yourself, how you feel about the way you think and your ideas and how you nurture your mind and what kind of information you're putting inside of your brain. Because first of all, whatever is outside, whatever is physical, whatever is material, it's gonna go away. Everything. All the money you have, all the beauty you have, everything is, you know, everything has an end except your value as a person. And that's a really big misconception. Like, for example, I know I'm pretty. I feel like, you know, I'm pretty, but I'm not pretty because I'm pretty. I'm pretty because I know I'm pretty. Does that make sense? Okay, let me elaborate. I know that when I talk to someone, for example, I know when I talk to someone and that person likes me, yes, it might be because of what's outside, but I feel like the impression I leave on people has way more to do with how I think. I feel like my most sexy and fucking, oh my God, yeah, about me is my brain. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I love how I think. I love talking about a lot of different things. I love my personality. I love just being able to be me. But that didn't come to me, like, from, you know, just one day I decided, oh my God, yeah, I'm gonna... No. I feel like that came to me when I started to really take some time to learn more about myself. Like, how am I? It's like, what type of things I like to read, what type of things I like to learn more about, what type of things I like talking about, what type of ideas or opinions I have on certain topics. I feel like that makes me, and I love how I think about certain types of things. I love having an opinion, which it can be intimidating, but at the same time, if you're intimidated, just don't talk to me. I feel like I have a strong personality. That's what I'm trying to say. And that is my biggest asset. And also my app. No. No, I'm not even gonna lie. Like, yeah, my ass is pretty nice, but my biggest asset is my fucking personality. Okay? My biggest flex, the thing I'm most proud of about myself, and the thing that gives me the most confidence, is my personality. Because looks are relative. Beauty is so relative. Some people might think someone is attractive. Then some people might not. Confidence comes from within. And I know this sounds so cliche in a way of, yeah, you need to be confident from like the inside and not the outside, because at the end of the day, but it actually makes sense. If I were to answer the question of how did you start to think that way or to like the way you think so much, and I would say it was when I started, actually when I stopped giving a fuck about what people would say or think about me and just actually care about what I think about myself. You know, I don't do things just because people want me to do them. I do something because I want to do it. I don't do something thinking, oh my God, what's everybody going to say or think about this? No, because I actually don't give a fuck. I do stuff thinking about how am I going to feel with this situation? How do I feel about this situation? The reason why that works is because when you do that, you start putting yourself first. You stop letting other people decide for you. And you start living for yourself. You stop living for other people. It has to do with how do you treat yourself? How do you act towards yourself? You know? How do you talk to yourself? How do you take care of yourself and your emotions and the way you think? How you stand up for what you believe in? Confidence is not saying, oh my God, I am way prettier than you, so therefore I feel confident. No, that's not that's ego. And that's bad also, because then you rely on other people to feel good about yourself, which is, first of all, stupid. Second of all, you put yourself in a competition type of situation, which also stupid. And third of all, if you feel good because you feel like other people are not as good as you, you're gonna feel pretty shitty at the end of the day. You're gonna feel pretty... It leaves you with this... It's just a bad vibe. We don't do that. We don't do that here, baby. We really don't. We just... That's not what we do here. Confidence is more, well, like everything, is actions more than words. Because actions speak louder than words. Like, I say that all the time. Actions, and I'm talking about actions, how are you talking to yourself? How much do you give yourself permission to fuck up sometimes? How much patience do you have with yourself? You know? What type of things you give to yourself? And I'm talking about, I don't know, like food. What type of food do you eat? You know? How do you take care of yourself? What type of things you put yourself go through? Or what type of things you make yourself go through? Or what type of information you keep giving your mind? It's like, what? I'm gonna give you an example with kittens, because I love kittens, okay? I feel like they're so cute. But if you get a kitten, which I might do soon, but that's besides the point. If you get a kitten and you're gonna buy the kitten food, you wanna get the best food for cats. You know, you're gonna start looking, or at least that's what you're supposed to do when you get a kitten, like, you know, and then you start looking for like the best cat food in the market, and it's like, okay, this one is good because it has these type of nutrients. You're taking care of that kitten because, well, it's a kitten. I've said the word kitten so many times. Kitten. But yeah, based off of that example, you're trying to give the best to your kitten because you love it so much. That's where things change. You see where I'm trying to go with this? If you say and if you keep claiming that you love yourself so much, okay, start taking care of yourself. Start putting effort into yourself. Start seeing the potential on yourself instead of everybody else. Start believing in yourself. Like nobody else believes in. Yeah, start believing in yourself. It's also about being delusional, okay? If you feel like your life is a movie, you're the main character. Yes. Yes, you are the main character. That's where confidence starts, though. That's where really the difference is being made. And that's when everything changes, you know? Start taking care of yourself and your mind and your emotions. Start nurturing your brain. Okay, what you know, nobody can take away from you. What you put inside of your brain, nobody can take away from you. Because at the end, everything, you know, like I've said, your material things, somebody can steal them. Okay, knock on wood. Because you can be the most beautiful, 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 gorgeous human being in the world. Like you are. Yes, you are a 10 out of 10. But if you don't feel like a 10 out of 10, you're not going to be a 10 out of 10. Where is your confidence coming from? Is it coming from, oh my God, a lot of dudes are liking my Instagram posts? It must be because, you know, I'm the shit, and now I feel like I'm the shit. Because no, because then you're depending on dudes to like your pic, you know? It's kind of like if you post a picture and nobody likes it, are you gonna still think that that picture is the shit? You shouldn't just feel good when other people are make you feel like you're good enough. You should feel good enough all of the time and not depend on anybody else to tell you that you're good. Now, okay, debating my point, it's okay also to not feel good all of the time, but it's okay that you know you're good all of the time. Just because you don't see it every day doesn't mean that it goes away every day. It's like the sun, you know? Right now it's really sunny and it's like a pretty sunny day. But when there are like clouds, you can't see the sun, but it's still there. Start having little dates with yourself. Start having little moments with yourself. Start getting to know yourself. Start getting to know, okay, what type of things about my personality do I love about myself? And what other things can I keep working on? That's where confidence actually comes from. Because when you do that, you know, you get to learn more about your own value as a person. As a beautiful, beautiful person that came into this world to do something amazing. And when you have that, when you learn your value, when you learn how fucking incredible you are, nobody can take that away from you. Not even on your worst days. You know, it's like when I have a shitty day, like when I have a bad day, it's like, damn, today is a bad day. I'm still the shit. I'm still amazing. But today is just not my day. And that's okay. I would say it also has to do with what type of people you surround yourself with. Because if you surround yourself with someone who's judging people all the time, flash news, you're gonna judge yourself and people all the time. Start getting to know yourself. Okay? To be confident, you need to start learning more about yourself. Who are you? Do you know who you are? That's an important question. And it's okay if you say, well, I have no idea who I am. I have no idea who I am today. I might be a different person than I was yesterday. And that's okay. I'm going to keep learning about my new self today. And I'm going to love her because, you know, she's also the shit. Start surrounding yourself with people that make you feel amazing because you are amazing. Start making people feel amazing because they are amazing. Start giving what you want to receive, and then your life will become so much more, I'd say, I would use the word bright. Yeah. More bright. Bright. Like a bright life. Does that make sense? I don't care. I just decided it makes sense. So yeah. Start acting more than talking about it. Start acting on taking care of you instead of talking about it. I feel like there's a part two because there are so many things I could keep saying about this. So many detailed things and so many different types of situations. But I just wanted to give you guys a general outlook on what I feel confidence really is. Okay? Okay, cool. Amazing. I'm in such a good mood today. I really hope that you got some of my good mood because I'm happy today. Okay? Today's a happy day. Today's a good day. So I hope you also have a good day. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please make sure to share it with someone who might want to hear it or might need to hear it. And yeah, if you want to, you can go and follow me on Instagram at Dani Sayan or the podcast on Instagram at That's It Podcast by Dani. I just want to say I love you. You're the love of my life. Dani, you don't even know me. I don't... Stop. I just let me, you know, I feel so unappreciated. Okay. But yeah. Confidence. That's it.
So listen.
I'm not gonna argue with you.
Matter of fact, I'm not gonna argue with you. No argument, no discussion.
Thank you.
No debate.
That's it.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. I'm a small business owner, and I believe that this is a great tool for other small business owners. In small businesses, you need to create a team, and if you're starting by yourself, Constant Contact can be the team that you need. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by the 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2.
We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.